Like removing a mole, president-elect of trans organization Advocates for Sex Change Surgery on Minors. By Spencer Lindquist on October 11, 2022. Medical and possibly surgical care for adolescents makes sense, said Marcy Bowers, the president-elect of the World Professional Association on Transgender Health, PATH. Along the lines of, you know, maybe a really ugly mole that you never really liked. And then finally it's gone, said Bowers, who is a man living as a woman. Dr. Marcy Bowers, the president-elect of PATH, made various startling statements at the Advancing Excellence in Transgender Health Conference, which took place in October 2021. In one clip from Bowers's presentation, the doctor said the transgender movement is under attack. In large part, because we're treating people, especially children and adolescents, potentially with hormones and even potentially surgery. I feel under some pressure to explain why medical and possibly surgical care for adolescents makes sense, Bowers said, advocating for minors who identify as transgender to be able to receive surgeries that seek to change a patient's sex. In another video, Bowers severely downplayed the consequences of operations that remove their genitalia, comparing them to removing a mole. Sex change operations are along the lines of, you know, maybe a really ugly mole that you never really liked, and then finally it's gone, Bowers argued. PATH creates the standard of care for youth who identify as transgender. These standards of care are widely used by gender clinics across the country. PATH recently removed the minimum age guidance for hormone treatment and even surgery from their standards of care. Bowers was on the PATH's 2018 Standards of Care Revision Committee. The committee was tasked with representing the disciplines generally involved in the evaluation and multimodal treatment of persons with gender identity disorders as it pertained to the organization's standards of care. Breitbart News previously revealed that a conference that endorsed child transgenderism was sponsored almost exclusively by surgical clinics that perform sex change operations. Sex change surgeries are highly expensive, with some attempts to transition costing as much as $100,000, even if a patient has health insurance. Bowers's comments took place at the ETH conference, which is hosted by the Fenway Institute. The 2022 conference is being held from October 14 to the 16th and is intended to train the whole healthcare team in providing responsive and confident gender-affirmative healthcare, grounded in research evidence and best clinical practices. The American Medical Association recently called on the Department of Justice to investigate and prosecute reporters and commentators who oppose the campaign to normalize child transgenderism. This report is part of an ongoing investigation from Breitbart News exploring the links and incentives between pro-transgender activism, pharmaceutical companies, and other medical interests. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.